What's up, bosses? It's your host Shana, and I'm back. We are back with regular episodes every Wednesday, you guys. We've been gone for a few weeks now, and it's been a blast. And while it was beautiful to celebrate our wedding, our honeymoon, be on vacation, it is equally as great being back and getting into our routine and eating all the things that you love to eat here at home and doing all the things you love to do at home. And I'm actually really glad I'm back, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to continue with the podcast. So, literally, you guys, I have been so bad with my skincare routine for the past couple of weeks, where there's like no reason. There is absolutely zero reason for me to skip this. I'm even angry with myself, and I have to maybe go get a facial, but I was a little neglected, and I'm kind of going into the skincare mania currently, doing all the things in reverse and doing all the things I skipped for over the past couple of weeks, which for some of you listening, it's not even a big deal because you're not into that stuff. But for my skincare junkies and for myself, who's a diehard fan of great skincare, I'm shocked with myself and disappointed. And anyone who's asking like, but Shana, weren't you guys already married? Yes, we had our civil ceremony over 2 years ago, but due to Corona, we had to postpone our big wedding day. And now we finally did that, sealed that, and we can move on. I sound like the most unromantic person ever, but it's stressful. Even the day of the wedding, it's stressful until you finally zip on champagne, let loose, and dance the night away. You're constantly in that kind of, oh, is everything going perfectly? Do the guests want something? Or, you know, all the things that go kind of through your mind. But I had the most amazing wedding day with the closest families, and it was just amazing. And I had the most gorgeous gown by Diane Velasquez. And you guys, I will post the pictures soon once my photographers come through and send them to me. I cannot wait to share this epic day with you guys. And yeah, I mean, I was in such awe of how much positive feedback and how many people tuned into last week's episode, which is incredible. Whenever I do a show with Joelle, people tend to listen to those episodes the most. I don't know if it's the topics that we just let loose and talk about or really everything that comes together. But yeah, so I'm here, I'm back. I kind of broke my little toe. So random that I'm talking about this right now. But yeah, I freaking broke my little toe. It's so painful. I still have to go to my second doctor's appointment and we'll check what's gonna happen with me. And it's horrible. It's definitely not fun. I cannot walk normally. I cannot walk straight. I can't do all the things that are fun and do workouts. I'm just currently only stretching my body. And for those of you who follow me also on social media, you know, I love to work out, love the healthy lifestyle, love to eat healthy, and I'm just training my upper body and do a lot of sit-ups and do exercises where I don't have to use my foot or let alone stand. So yeah, I mean, all those amazing things are coming together in my life. This is currently my reality, from bad skincare routines to a broken little toe. And I don't know, it's just the vibe, I guess, for now. But what I'm obviously like every year so excited about is that it's about to be spooky season. If you know me, you will know I love the spooky season. I love Halloween. I love everything pumpkin spice latte, cozying up. I mean, it's Amazing. I love it. I live for that. But today I wanted to just like a little update about what was happening, what was going on in my life for the past couple of weeks that were insane, like crazy. I have posted so many TikToks on the Bossy Podcast TikTok side on TikTok. And I think the most epic and oh my God, we cannot believe this video was definitely the Gossip Girl blast where I realized who the real life Serena was, and I did all the digging and research, and it turned out to be this Hadley Nagel chick. And I'm just investigating this whole thing currently, you guys. I cannot believe that for all the years that I've rewatched even Gossip Girl, which has been one of my all-time favorite shows ever, that through all this time and through all the years, I never realized who the inspiration behind the people for the show were. And I see the comments, sometimes people are like, oh my God, but the books were not. I'm not talking about the books. I'm talking about the show. You know, it was even confirmed by the writer of the novels that they used, for example, Hadley Nagel for the TV show as an inspiration. Yeah, so they used completely different sources of inspiration, but I was just in shock that for all these years, I mean, how did we miss this? But anyway, from going through skincare and a broken toe to Gossip Girl rants, you know, on our podcast, we talk about all kinds of things, from living your best life, to being successful, to doing all the things to look your best, feel your best, getting into a routine. Sometimes we have guests on the show who actually explain to you how they've made it or what kind of life they've had, and that might inspire you, or they give tips and tricks and they kind of hand them down to you and you could incorporate those into your everyday life. And sometimes we just talk about all kinds of things that are going on in our daily lives in our current generation. And it really stems from the point of being successful. And being successful doesn't mean you have to be on Forbes list. It doesn't mean you have to make billions. We talk about success on so many levels, right? It's how you feel, it's how you are portraying yourself. How do you see yourself? How do you make the best out of what you've got? Either you are really talented in something, or you are really hardworking, or you just are really in peace and harmony with who you are. With that being said, you guys have, with my Ask Me Anything question on Instagram, submitted mostly the question, Shauna, dating advice, dating 101, or I dated this guy, should I write back first? All these questions that I received 2 days ago when I did the Q&A, I was in shock, like how many people wanted to talk about dating, which I think might be also because I've been in a relationship for 10 years. So I think that's maybe where this stems from, you know, going to a source kind of who's been in a relationship for a longer time and thankfully a great relationship. And so let's go into it. I thought, you know, being successful in life, being successful in dating, being successful in business, it doesn't matter. This podcast is about success. If you're successful with your job, but you are not successful with dating, then we need to cover that topic. We need to help each other. And I want to share my advice. So I had a question submitted that asked me, let me read this. Hi, Shauna. I dated this guy for 3 months on off. And whenever I write him, he is hesitant to write back immediately. And whenever he writes back, he doesn't look interested. He writes back with just one word. So when I read this question, it's many things coming together. So to me, when I write you something and you only answer me always like with one word back, or just a simple small sentence with the least amount of words needed, it signals to me that you're not as invested into this as me. Just from a receiving kind of standpoint, right? I mean, I sent you something, you sent me K. I'm like, hey, should we go out today? Okay. Like, that's not okay to me. And I think, I don't know how he writes you from this question, I cannot tell what's really happening here. But if he doesn't even hit you up, then I would just simply drop him and block him, delete his number, because it's not worth it. Obviously, here's the thing. This is something I always say. If a guy wants you, he'll let you know that he wants you. If a guy is just not interested and he looks at you as a situationship kind of, right, where it's always comfortable to come back to you, he always knows, oh, you're gonna be there. So he always has kind of like a second plan, a backup plan, a girl he can always go to when there's nobody, then why would you want that? You are literally in a situationship where the guy kind of looks at you as an alternative. And that's not who you want to be. You want to be the main character. In your life, you are the main character. And if you meet a guy, you want to be treated like the main character. You should know your boundaries and not be this, you know, obsessive, maybe super desperate girl, you know, who always reaches out to the guy first, who always writes a romance and he just answers with one word back. I think the best advice would be to front him, to just ask straight up, are you gonna take this seriously? Do you want this to be a serious thing or is it more chill for you? And let's see what he's gonna say. And if he, from what I'm sensing, just wants a chill kind of thing with you, then drop him. It's a waste of time to date without thinking or talking or being on the same page about your future. If you date somebody, you should date with a goal, right? Not just date around for no reason and have no goals together. And if the goal is, yes, sure, I'm seeing myself with you in the future, then you know that. But if it's so unclear, then I don't know. And here's another thing. If you have somebody in your life who makes you question these things, where you're not really calm, where you have so many questions and it's always about playing games, it's always about, did he mean it this way or did she mean it that way? And whenever there are so many questions building up in a relationship and you cannot communicate them or you don't feel comfortable enough to communicate them, and even when you communicate them, you are still left with open questions, then chances are that's not a healthy relationship for you. That's not the person you should end up with. Because here's the thing, when you meet the right person, you will not have any questions open. And whenever there is something bothering you, whenever there's a question you have, it won't ever be an issue. It will never be annoying to confront that person or ask, because they will understand you and they will, yeah, kind of let you in and do their best to avoid situations like this again. So yeah, confront him. If he really doesn't want anything serious with you, then drop him. Simple as that. There are enough men in the world. You really don't need to chase guys. It should always be. Here's the thing. I'm very old school with this, and by now you will know, if you've listened to episodes on this podcast, but the guy should always chase the woman. It's just the way it is. I'm not with the whole a woman should propose kind of thing. Ew, no, just drop it. We don't do that. Also, I had a question submitted that was asked many more times. And that question is, what is the best outfit for a date? Need help ASAP. What says sexy, but not trying too hard, and also cute? I really love this question. And because it was so urging, I actually answered this via Instagram back, because I thought, let me help a girl out. So I'm gonna go into this right now. You guys know I love all things fashion, all things beauty. I'm like a girly girl. I'm actually excited about this question. So, what do you wear to a date? Let's answer this. I always say you have to dress according to your body type. So if you're super skinny, it's okay and great and beautiful even if you wear like a short mini dress that's black, sexy, classy, sophisticated. Put on an oversized kind of cool black or different colored blazer over it and some strappy heels. That will look amazing. Kind of like the Hailey Bieber style that I have in mind currently. You look cute, sexy, sophisticated with the blazer on top, and you have those strappy heels that make it sexy, and you kind of show your legs. Now, I'm a little more curvy, right? My body type, I have a slim waist and my behind and my hips are a little wider. So, for a body type like mine, I will always and always go for the knee length, over the knee length kind of dress that is tight. Like it's a bodycon dress. It's body hugging, it shows your curves, and it's sexy, but it's not revealing, right? You don't show necessarily any body parts except maybe your cleavage, which can look sexy and sophisticated and still classy if it's not such a deep V-neck, right? So I would go for like strappy heels and go with an over the knee kind of a dress, maybe with a cutout, which I really don't like for a dinner because once you sit down and you eat, you have to suck in your stomach nonstop. So I would really go for a simple, classy, over the knee kind of dress and show a little maybe cleavage and make it look classy. So I think it's really important to do just a simple, classy, but also kind of sexy according to your body type sort of situation. And it doesn't have to be black. I mean, it can be green, it can be pink, it doesn't matter. But it's really about giving like some harmony into it. But I also think wearing black or classic white for a first date is just amazing. It's really easy, like no prints, no crazy things going on, but the person can focus on you and yourself only. And that's really the goal here. You want them to look at you and not think, oh my God, what kind of crazy outfit is this? Because let me tell you something else. As girls, we always dress for other girls. That's something guys who are listening to this, you will never understand. We dress for each other. So when we do the cool styles and we do those Bottega Veneta shoes that are crazy and we do the oversized blazer that has those shoulder pads and we look like super stylish and cool, we do that. Guys don't understand that. Whenever you are with a man, they will not get your inspiration. They will not understand that this is so stylish the way we see it as women. They just find it weird most of the time. And that is something I think every girl should know and think about whenever you are getting dressed the next time for a major date or just a normal ass date. Make sure it's according to your body type. Make sure it's not the crazy stylish things that we know. Just keep it simple. This is like more for a dinner date, right? Let's say it's a daytime date. You can't always dress something simple up like jeans with a white tank top, put on a chic blazer over it and some heels. Cute for daytime too. It really doesn't matter what kind of body type you have there. You know, any body type can wear that outfit and I think it will look cute on anybody. And what I can also emphasize is go on somebody's page who you think has amazing style on Instagram, on Pinterest, doesn't matter where it is. Google their images, I don't care. And check what they're wearing. Check maybe somebody like Olivia Palermo, who has a very classy style. And then look at Hailey Bieber's style. See if you can mix those kind of things. I think it really, really makes the difference. And at the end of the day, like just don't do crazy things, I would suggest, and just keep it classy. Boom. Wow, I can't believe I answered this question in such a long answer, but I thought it's important to talk about this. Also, next question. This one is so funny. I had to take it into the podcast episode. Would you rather date Harry Styles or Michael B. Jordan? You guys, like, first of all, you can't even compare those two, right? I mean, it's just weird to compare those two. I would forever go to the Michael B. Jordan type. Are you kidding me? I like a man to be a real man. And what I mean by that is I don't need any feminine touch. I don't want you to wear dresses or do like those kind of things that Harry Styles does on the red carpet. I don't want you to wear eyeliner. I want you to have ideally a great body like Michael B. Jordan does. I like a manly man that really doesn't care about you eating onions or doesn't care about you wearing the same outfits 2 days in a row because they don't realize it even. That's the type of man I prefer. And Harry Styles, I just seriously don't get it. It's just not for me. I like his music. Love Carolina. Great, great song, but it's just seriously, no. I would never. So, next question. I'm trying to get into heels more, but I always seem to go back to sneakers and flats. But I want to be that girl. And she wrote that in capital letters. We all know what she means by that girl. Here's the thing. I love heels. And I kind of also am really always between those two things. But I would suggest, like, just don't care. Do the heel thing. Be that girl. Anyone who wants to do anything can be that. I think you just need to get adjusted to them. And once you do them, like, for a week or 2 weeks, you get used to them, and that's the only thing you will do. Boom. Question. I have a boyfriend since 2 months, and my best friend seems to not be able to cope with this. Whenever I talk about him, she just quickly changes the topic and simply doesn't look happy for me. What can I do? Should I confront her about this? I think this happens to so many girls. You are not alone. I feel like if that's really your best friend, you should be able to talk about anything and be able to be open and tell her, like, hey, this really stood out to me that whenever I kind of talk about my boyfriend, you try to switch the topics and it seems like you cannot be happy for me. Is that the case, or have I just overseen something? Is there something bigger going on? I would love to know, because I would hate for our friendship to go into this direction. I would hate for a guy to come between our friendship. I think that's pretty fair to ask, and I think whenever you have a real best friend, you should be able to talk about anything with them. So, this was the last question I wanted to read. So right now, I will literally go and cook dinner. It's pretty late here, and I will talk to you next week. I'm super, super stoked to be back. Wanted to keep this episode short. And if you have any other questions, let me know. Follow us on our socials at Bossy Podcast, on TikTok, on Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Talk to you next week, Bossies. Bye.